You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, November 21st. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1.3 billion. That's how much the first Frozen movie brought in at the box office. Now, Frozen 2 debuts in theaters on Friday, and it's expected to be another blowout hit. Analysts think the movie will bring in as much as $130 million in its first weekend. If the film is the success many expect it to be, it will be another boost to Disney stock. Last week, the company's streaming service, Disney Plus, made its debut, and Disney shares surged as more than 10 million people signed up for the service. The next number up is 14%. That's how much Target stock rose on Wednesday. You might remember that there was a retail rout when both Kohl's and Home Depot reported disappointing earnings earlier this week. Target bucked that trend, not only topping earnings estimates, but increasing its guidance for the year. Another home retailer, Lowe's, also delivered strong results. Still, those retail wins didn't do much to help the shares in L Brands and Nordstrom. They both continued to slide downward. Our last number is 3 million. That's how many pickup trucks are sold in the U.S. each year. And today, Tesla is getting into the truck business. The electric vehicle pioneer is introducing what it is somewhat bafflingly called a cyberpunk pickup truck. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has said that investors should think of Blade Runner when imagining the soon-to-be-unveiled truck's design. The look of the new vehicle is far from the only unknown. It's unclear exactly what part of the market Tesla will try to capture. More than half of trucks are sold as part of commercial fleets, but there's also a booming market for fancy pickups that are bought by people who don't haul or tow anything. While there are lots of paths Tesla could take, it's probably a good bet to expect more hype than clarity from Elon Musk. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, November 21st. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers tomorrow. Have a great day.